Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 叶东桥。坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 79. 那今天要和大家介绍的习惯用语是 to feel it in one's bones. To feel 就是感觉的意思 ，F-E-E-L. Bones 是骨头。B-O-N-E To feel it in one's bones 这个习惯用语的意思就是有一种直觉预感某件事一定会发生说到直觉呀、啊，一般的情况我们都说女生的直觉都比较怎么样会好那我有一个朋友呢总是说她的直觉非常好凡事有好事她往往都会怎么样事先有预感就像公司里如果有同事要被提升她常常说 I feel it in my bonesOK, 那就说哎，他有预感的。那我们再来听一个例句，有一个公司的老板对一个商业计划是否会成功感到怀疑。The proposal looks okay, but I just feel something's not right with it. I can feel it in my bones. I think we need to take a deeper look at the proposal and make double sure it's as good as they say it is.One more time. The proposal looks okay, but I just feel something's not right with it. I can feel it in my bones. I think we need to take a deeper look at the proposal and make double sure it's as good as they say it is. 这个老板说了，这个建议看上去还可以啊，但是我总觉得有点不对劲。我真的有这种感觉，我认为我们需要哎深入的研究一下。要完全肯定它确实是像他们说的那么好所以有时候啊我们光凭直觉办事还是不行的呀对要理性和这个什么呀直觉都结合在一起那 to feel it in one's bones 大家知道这个哎习语的来源吗从字面上来看呢这个习惯性用语啊肯定是和骨头有关 I can feel it in my bones 没错有些人特别是骨头受过伤或者是有关节炎的人哎，说到这儿大家是明白了对天气的变化呢就会非常的 sensitive 非常敏感一旦天气变冷或者变闷的时候他们的关节就会很不舒服这就是 to feel it in one's bones 这个习惯用语的出处了那么 to feel it in one's bones 是在19世纪80年代美国人开始使用的所以呢它还算一个比较新的习惯用语哦接下来我们再听一个例句 I don't care what the doctor says I know she's going to get better She's going to be as good as new I can feel it in my bones 这位哎是一位祖父了啊他正在担心生病的孙女所以说了这么一句话我不管医生说什么我知道他一定会好起来他一定能完全康复我有这种感觉他会如此但愿呢他的直觉是对的我们都知道老年人很多都依靠他们的直觉因为积累了很多的经验充满了智慧他们能看到一些迹象通常我们年轻人啊很多时候都是看不到的所以 one more time with a sentence I don't care what the doctor says I know she's going to get better She's going to be as good as new I can feel it in my bones Alright, 所以大家掌握了吗相信你的直觉 to feel it in one's bones That's all for today. Thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey from English Marathon. And if you're interested in English, you can also join our QQ chat group 1768-512 1768-512 And I will see you tomorrow. Bye bye.